This week, we're going to have a really good time. I want one of those. Welcome to the quarterfinals, where two triumphant teams re-enter the bodging battlefield to dream up daring devices to drive them to the next round. And today's challenge is truly revolutionary.
This week, we want our teams to build a revved-up road racer, but with a bit of a difference. They've got to make their mean machines from just one giant wheel. Engine and rider have to cunningly squeeze inside the rim as they go for a spin to test their handling, speed and balance.
Monowheels are a truly bizarre mode of transportation, even by scrap heap standards. Travelling on one wheel has proved an irresistible challenge for inventors the world over. But it could prove too much for our teams to get their heads round.
First up are the Tunnel Rats, a trio of train engineers from the depths of the London Underground. Union rep Sick Note is the captain, and he's taking his real-life boss Jonah and fellow engineer Penfold along for the ride.
Other teams better watch out. These rats fight.
When they clawed their way to victory in our rollicking railroad racer challenge, these boys in red showed they were well on track for the championship.
Well, I'm Sick Note! Yes!
Trying to derail the rats are the Hammerlocks, a truly terrifying team of wrestlers from Coventry. These heavyweights are always on the lookout for a good old scrap. Captain Magic's not pulling any punches, and he's got serious backup in the form of big boys Vigilante and Psycho.
This is combat!
The Purple Posse were bang on target in our blind navigation challenge, and once more they're out to clinch victory.
Teams, brace yourselves to burn some rubber. Your mission is to build a souped-up speedster. But times are hard, and we've decided we have to ration your wheel allowance. Tunnel rats, hammerlocks, we're not talking four wheels. We're not even talking two wheels. We want you to build a monstrous, motorised monowheel.
But you can forget any idea of little circus unicycles. You'll need a whopper of a wheel, because the engine and the rider have to be mounted inside it as you go round and round our rollicking racetrack. Hammerlocks, are you ready?
Yes!
Tunnel rats, are you ready?
Yes!
Go!
To get our teams rolling, they each get a technical consultant, or TC.
Stopping the tunnel rats from getting in a spin is engineering academic Geraint Owen.
While motorcycle expert Rod Gibson will stop the Hammerlocks going round in circles.
Rod?
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
How do we do it?
What I want to do is go for a really simple solution, if you guys want to
definitely,
do that.
Because yeah,
it's going to save us a lot of time.
The simplest solutions are usually the best way.
Right. We've got to have some kind of an outer wheel.
How are we going to drive this wheel? What's the mechanism involved?
If you take a scooter and then cut the back end out of the scooter, we can end up with an engine and a transmission and a rear wheel. The rear wheel of the scooter drives around the inside of the big wheel.
So you're talking about friction drive?
Absolutely, yeah.
For their monowheel, the Hammerlocks need to find a large wheel and cut out the hub and spokes. They'll bend a circular frame from metal pipe that'll fit inside the wheel and move round on bearings. They'll mount a moped engine and back wheel on this inner frame to create a friction drive. The wheel will have to be large enough to accommodate both engine and rider, but if it's too heavy, it could roll right out of control.
A lot of this design is going to depend on what we can find in the way of big wheels.
Big wheel priority.
Big wheel priority.
The main trouble is going to be finding the wheel. Now, we can either find a wheel, but if we find a wheel, the wheel will be a really big and heavy thing.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Manufacture one?
Make a wheel.
Reinvent the wheel, eh?
Reinvent the wheel, remake the wheel. So if we started with a big sheet, cut out some bits and weld them together into a circle.
Yeah, so drive...
Cut some sprocket at the back, weld the chain all around the inside of the rim.
Yeah, I'll see where you're coming from.
To make their monowheel light and manoeuvrable, the tunnel rats are going to cut a wheel out of flat metal plate. They'll weld rims around the outside and the inside of the wheel to give it stability. To power it, they're planning a cunning chain drive. They'll weld chain around the inside of the wheel and mount a frame that will run on guide sprockets. they'll replace the back wheel of a moped with a sprocket so it can drive the chain. It's an ambitious build, and if the rat's homemade wheel isn't perfectly round, they could be in for a bumpy ride.
So we're looking for one
moped.
Bike. The next one?
Lots of bits of big flat plate, about 3 mil thick.
All right, guys, lids on, go for it.
Production, production, production.
The savage scavenge for scrap begins as our teams hit the heap. Let's hope they're better at driving trains.
Try steering!
Heavyweight wrestling champion Vigilante has met his match in this hefty steel wheel.
Psycho, hurry up, it isn't as easy as I was thought it would be.
But with no tyre, it's no good.
Talk to me, guys.
Rats, Penfold and Jonah are sniffing out some sheet metal. They need something as lightweight as possible.
We've got here an old skip.
Any good? How the hell are you going to drag a skip back to here?
The wrestlers may not have a big wheel, but that small set Vigilante's clinched could power them along.
The rats also sink their teeth into a Vespa.
I think we've got the wheels got bearings in.
We've got a possible rate. It's a bit of a 2 and 8.
Okay, but I don't want you spending too much time bringing crap back.
Got ya.
Well, this is a problem now, we're just waiting.
Psycho, how you doing, guys? Got anything yet?
So, Daddy.
The Hammerlock scavengers have had a monster find.
Psycho, mate.
Just on our way back, mate.
It's a tractor wheel complete with tyre.
Wheel.
Whoa, wheel.
How's this, boys? Any good?
Captain Magic and TC Rod have big ideas for their monowheel, but perhaps not this big.
Whoa, that is heavy.
It's bigger and heavier than I'd ideally like to use.
Spend a bit of time, see if you can find something else.
Something that diameter but narrower.
The rats aren't having much luck either.
What's that bike like? Do you want me to search for another one?
Find another.
Yeah, any news of that plate yet?
Well, that's a crucial part. We need that ASP there.
Hey, Sick Note.
Hi.
How you doing?
All right.
It may seem like a stupid question, but there's a whole scrap heap full of wheels out there. Why are you actually manufacturing your own?
I think we'd be very lucky to find a wheel of the right sort of diameter. Any wheel that you might find that might be this sort of size, they're very, very heavy. We won't be able to ride it.
Like riding a bicycle, the faster you go on a monowheel, the easier it is to stay upright. Since a heavy wheel is difficult to get up to speed, it will be less stable. Weight also matters when it comes to steering. The only way to change direction is for the rider to use his body weight and lean right out. So the heavier the wheel, the harder it is to control.
Bad news for the Hammerlocks, who found yet another weighty tractor wheel.
Now that is a wheel.
Just a little bit.
That is a serious wheel. So what do you think of this? This is absolutely mad, isn't it? Have you ever seen a real one? Because you're into bikes,
yes,
aren't you?
Yeah. They're bonkers.
It must be
absolute mental
cases.
And
was the guy steering, well, like on the road, did you see it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand how they go along, but how do you steer and how do you stop?
I think basically it's just leaning it from side to side.
Right. And it just goes
it
that way.
Yeah.
All right, you better roll it in then.
Yeah.
God, look at that.
This is ideal.
Sick of waiting for sheet metal, Sick Note snuck out of the build to scavenge some himself. And it's just the ticket. Now they can test their metal, cutting out a perfectly round wheel.
We can do it out at one sheet.
We can do it at one sheet?
But it's so wet, it's a job to mark it.
Well, I'm going to be put to the test, didn't I?
Sick Note's got 18 years' experience with rolling stock. He'll need it to stay on track for a perfectly round monowheel.
You got a tape measure? Let's measure them.
Sorry, just lay on top.
There you go.
The Hammerlocks are sizing up their two big wheels.
Right, is this too big?
I think both of them are too big, but I think what we're going to have to do is go with whatever we can.
The second wheel is larger, but with no hub to wrestle with. It may make mounting their inner frame simpler.
Right. I mean, this one's going to be easy to work with.
This is going to be so much easier, and it's going to save us so much work.
Captain's decision, then. I think we go with this because it's easier, and it's going to save us time, and we know time's against us.
Just in case.
The rats are back on the trail of trash. Tunnelers Raticus,
how
are you doing?
Yeah, fine.
So what are you looking for?
We're trying to find a parcel at the moment. Sick Note reckons between 50 or 125cc, so...
Yeah, something like my old moped used to have.
Yeah.
Nice little squeeze and go. We don't know gears or nothing.
No.
That's right, yeah. Got to keep looking.
The wrestlers are also muscling in on the mopeds.
I'm enjoying this.
On three, go!
The race is on.
Possible parcels, 90cc, we think. Automatic. Have a nose.
While his boys are out in the yard, Magic is trying to charm a moped back to life.
Magic, this looks like a seriously big... You've got some big wheels.
Yeah. Large wheels.
Very big wheels.
Too big.
Are they too big?
They are actually. Are they? Heavier than we want, really, right. And bigger than we want, really. Right. But because it's the easiest rim, inner rim to work with, we're going with that.
But you haven't got far to fall if you're on it.
This is true. It depends how fast we're going.
You haven't got that far to fall, but you have got this enormous wheel right above your head.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we've got 50 pounds of steel and rubber surrounding us, and don't fancy that much.
Next door, Sicknote's still cutting a fine figure with his super skinny wheel.
The world record for the fastest monowheel is 53 miles an hour, set by Kerry McLean at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. He's just the man to judge our team's one-wheeled wonders.
Monowheels, Kerry, are a pretty odd concept.
I wouldn't say odd.
Are they not?
Perfectly normal. Perfectly normal.
It must have been very hard to handle when you first had a go.
I actually had a V8 one.
Did you?
I was testing it out, and I was just getting some speed up. Yeah. I got up to about 50, and I had a problem with the wheel. Actually, the wheel broke.
Right.
And it just went into, like, this crazy wobble. Oh, oh.
Didn't fall out, then?
No, I was strapped to the gas tank. It was ugly. It was really ugly.
But what about the teams now? I mean, the Hammerlocks are going for a very, very heavy wheel, isn't it?
It's extremely heavy.
Yeah.
And heavy is it's going to be hard to handle. Right. And the other thing is you put a full-size adult in there, and you've got this heavy tractor tire. You know, you've got a 50cc motor trying to pull 500 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to inch along.
Now, the Tonerats are actually making their own wheel. Presumably, it might not be exactly smoothly circular.
It needs to be round. Yeah. If it's not round, it's a problem.
If you had to put money on one of the teams, who would it be?
I'd have to say it's the Tonerats, because they're manufacturing their own wheel, which may be difficult. As long as they can get it round, I think they have the edge right now.
We got it, we got it.
Yeah, being I'm not psychic, what have you done?
We have us a power plant, gentlemen.
The rats have hit pay dirt with a 90cc moped to drive their super light wheel.
Right, get it down, get it tried.
But they've yet to get it started.
Come on!
Looks like they've nosed into the lead.
Yes! Come on!
Next door, nothing's turning over.
Personally, I'd prefer something bigger.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get a bigger moped.
These are a nice, small, compact unit.
Psycho's casting doubts on their whole design, and TC Rods found himself in a bit of a chokehold.
Are they powerful enough to drive that?
I think, I'm going to take a gamble.
I don't want a think. I want a, yes. I want a yes, magic,
yes,
that will drive it.
It will drive it.
That'll do
me. Better do what he says.
Okay.
With 3 hours gone, the Hammerlocks are back on the heap, trying to pin down a working moped to turn their colossal tractor tyre.
While the train engineers are hoping that their captain's carefully crafted sheet metal wheel will really cut the mustard. Find out who's going round in circles after the break. Using junk to join this inner circle is another matter entirely, as both our teams are finding out.
Exactly, we're going to run bearings on the edge, so we need to move it away from there.
Champion wrestlers the Hammerlocks are on the ropes with only an overweight tractor wheel and no way to power it. They need a working moped for their friction drive, but all they've found are duds.
Rule number one, never look in the same position for more than 5 minutes at a time.
You've been there an hour.
Thank you. All right.
The Tunnel Rats, our team of London Underground train engineers, are chugging into the lead with their sprocket and chain drive monowheel. Captain Sicknote is storming ahead with his DIY sheet metal wheel. TC Geraint is cutting their working moped down to just an engine and a drive wheel. And Penfold and Jonah have scored some stripped metal to wrap round the inside and outside of their wheel to make a rim.
Oh, yes. Got any more, Alec?
Hi. That is an exceedingly good find.
The wrestler's captain will have to apply some pressure.
Guys, I'm a little bit concerned that at the moment, all this messing around, we still haven't got a running engine. They're not in great nick, yeah? Just do one more run round for me, all right?
No problem.
See if there's one out there, ready, done, that we can just turn and go.
Yeah, okay.
It's crunch time for the Hammerlocks. There may be no working bikes left on the heap.
How are you doing?
Doing fine. The back's not doing so good, though.
Oh, dear.
Sicknote's finished his wheel, but TC Geraint's less than impressed.
Yeah, because what the trouble was, Gwen, when I was burning it, I couldn't see the scribe lines, so I had to cut above it. I'd rather grind it down.
Yeah, it's easier, isn't it?
Because I couldn't cut it straight, because I couldn't see what I was cutting.
Yeah, it's got to be round.
The rats will need to get their nose to the grindstone to get their wheel into shape.
Where's the right grinder, then?
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
The Hammerlocks may have a fighting chance.
What the hell's that noise?
Psycho has come to the wrestler's rescue with a working moped.
Whoa! Yes!
Good effort!
Now they just need to strip it down.
Oh, fantastic!
Right, we're going to trim it all down. There's a line in there.
Yeah.
And on the inside.
Right, let's get grinding.
Penfold and Jonah are about to start smoothing their irregular wheel. Until they go full circle, nobody's going anywhere.
The wrestlers are staging their comeback. Vigilante is cutting away all the protrusions on the inside of the wheel, while Magic is getting stuck into cutting their new moped down to size.
It's a big, heavy wheel. What are you going to use to power it?
That little beastie over there.
Yeah, it's not a very big beastie, is it?
No, it's not a very big beastie. 50cc's of pure power.
Only 50cc's to power all that?
Yes.
You happy it's going to do it?
Technical consultant here assures us that it will work. No problems at all. If it doesn't, it's his fault.
Magic needn't worry. The main danger for monowheels is having too much power. If a rider accelerates too quickly, they could end up spinning right round the inside of the wheel. The technical term is gerbling, and it's not for the faint of heart.
You're all quite big blokes. Can you get in there?
Oh, no problems at all.
About, yeah.
Yeah, just about. All right, I believe you. And are you happy with falling off? You're used to taking falls and dives and stuff.
Well, yeah, we spend most of our working life falling and hitting the floor, so, you know. It's just another day in the office, just happens to be in a big wheel.
Next door, the train engineers are stuck on the circle line. Their bespoke wheel still isn't round. At least T.C. Geraint's getting on with replacing their rear moped wheel with a sprocket for their chain drive.
Well, that is looking good. So, really, I mean, all we're waiting for now is just these guys to finish and then...
We're getting on.
So until the wheel's in shape, the tunnel rats are grinding to a standstill.
Dangerous, right, dangerous. God, you guys are dangerous. You just play it so close to the edge.
Oh, we do.
Crazy dudes.
What I'm assuming is that this large hoop here is actually part of a wheel that you're fabricating.
Yeah. What we're going to do, the wheel's going to be there with a flange on the top and bottom.
Right.
Weld the chain to the inside.
Inside, you're going to build a frame that the engine and the driver sit on. Yes. Yeah. Like mounted inside.
And then that'll have welders on the outside to guide it round.
Once they've added a rim to both sides of the wheel, the rats can weld on their chain, which will be driven by the moped sprocket. An uneven inner line could cause the sprocket and chain to part company. A rough outer circle would make the wheel jolt as it goes along, making it even more likely that the sprocket would pop out. Either way, Sicknote's uneven circle could have meant a full-scale derailment for the train engineers.
Hence why we're a little bit behind, because we took a lot of effort and time to actually keep the inside round. I mean, yeah. I must admit, hands up, this is my dodgy burning this morning.
Weather wasn't on your side, though.
No, that kind of helped. All right, well, I'll let you get on, guys, because you've got a bit of grinding to do. It's going to get noisy, isn't it? I can tell.
It's going to get very noisy.
The athletic wrestlers are on a shopping spree.
How many bearings are you looking for?
Just two, please, and get one off them.
They can use the wheels as bearings to run their inner frame on. Once they stop showing off.
Are you ready to start bending this frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
The muscle men have a shrewd plan for bending cold steel into circles. And brute force is the name of the game.
That is absolutely superb.
Psycho is in his element.
Magic.
The Hammerlocks are concocting a cunning frame arrangement. They'll join up their two steel circles and run them on the trolley wheel bearings. The friction wheel will drive the frame around the inside of the wheel. But the frame can't be too large, or it'll severely restrict the room they have for their engine and rider. And with these beefy brawlers, size matters. This is arm wrestling at its best.
I've never seen so much effort going into one wheel.
They're each having their difficulty. Of course, we're in cold, it's rain now, it's slowing them down.
I mean, the tunnel rat's certainly having huge problems getting the wheel shaped.
I think they're spending too much time making it too perfect. It really doesn't have to be that perfect. And the wrestlers, I mean, it's big, it's tough, it's going to have a big guy in it. It's going to be one big, mean wrestling machine.
Who's your money on now, then? Now we can see them take shape a bit more.
I have to say the Hammerlocks, because they're bound and determined. It's a big, heavy wheel, but, hey, they're big guys, so they're the right people to do it. So my money's on them right now.
All right.
I'd very much like to start on assembling the bearings and getting the framework tucked together.
Psycho's carefully crafted rings of steel are put to the test.
That's nice. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
I want this slapped together, right? Most of the work that we're doing now can be done while it's together, all right? So let's get it together.
You heard what the captain said?
Let's do it. Ooh, I'd love to have seen your gate by that.
The rats have finally finished grinding. Now Sicknote can see if their two halves will make a hole.
Just overlay that one onto there for the time being. I just want to make sure that we ain't going elliptical on this.
Ewoptical? That's a good word,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Those classes are paying off, aren't they?
And it all in one sentence.
Right.
If that circle isn't round, the underground engineers are going down the tubes.
Right, you want to bring it out, don't you? Cause... For sure's in, Sick. You've got for sure end in. Now we are.
That's all going.
That's elliptical.
Yeah, because it's...
You've got to have a lot of hardware.
Great, we've got a problem here.
I made them way, way, way too long. They're each one about 220 degrees.
Oh, no, he tells me.
It's another narrow squeak for Sicknote.
There's never any problems, mate, because we're the rats. We get it right.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
All right, no problem, guys. Got to get going.
What the hell am I doing?
This is going to be the key part of the build. If we get this bit right, everything else is going to be fine.
OK.
If we get this bit
no
wrong...
No pressure or anything?
No,
pressure.
I know.
No.
The Hammerlocks are trying to get their inner frame on spin cycle.
About there. All right, carefully. It's central from here. Right.
Psycho's welding has to be spot on and speedy.
Please hurry up, my back is giving up.
Nice!
Just a few delicate adjustments.
Hold on, Psycho.
All right, give that a try.
Hey.
Go
on.
Yo!
I am genuinely impressed. Genuinely impressed.
It's going to work, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I wouldn't like to be in that and it falls over on top of you.
When you ride it, don't fall over.
Right, mind your eyes.
Sicknote is welding the rim onto their flat wheel. He needs to make up for lost time if he doesn't want to cheese off his fellow rats.
I don't mind it raining, but at least give it a break. I mean, he's saying, stop. Pim, James.
Yeah.
We have a wheel.
We have a wheel.
The tunnel rats are back in the game.
I'm really curious to see what theirs is going to look like next door.
Yeah.
It's the moment of truth for their outsized neighbours.
That's it, drop it in there. Move it right around this way, because the drive wheel wants to be in the middle of the wheel. And that wants to be up here like that.
Right, that's the best we can do.
Okay.
Right, Rod. Get in.
All right, that's looking a bit tight for space. Let's have a go.
That is very tight. Okay.
No.
No, that ain't
all right. To mind.
Yeah, all right, we've got a problem there.
Oh, careful. I'm just going to say, that looks absolutely amazing, but then I didn't say it in time, because I just suddenly thought you were impaled on the front of it. Is there a bit of a problem there?
We're a bit pushed for space, yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? Yeah.
What we need to do is, like, junk the top half.
Yeah,
this,
if you get rid of the
it?
Frame...
Maybe a smaller wheel.
What about, yeah, what about a smaller wheel?
Is there a smaller wheel?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get that stripped.
Yeah. Right.
We need a smaller wheel.
I'm on the hunt.
On the hunt for a smaller wheel.
Right.
Vidge, you can do it, mate. I know, you'll get out there and you'll find one.
No problem. I'll be back in a minute. I'll let you know we get on, lads.
Yeah,
if the wrestlers can't fit in their wheel, they'll have to throw in the towel.
Right. Chain on.
Chain on. Right. Now, this has got to be spot on, this.
Yeah.
Given his past record, Sicknote's clearly worried about making the grade. He's got to weld that chain perfectly if he wants those sprockets to stay in the loop.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. Right. 3 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Oh, we're going to get going, guys.
How long?
3 hours.
See, mate, no problem.
Getting it out.
There you go.
It's panic stations for the Hammerlocks. They're rushing to strip their bike so it will fit inside their wheel. Vigilante is hunting for a smaller replacement moped wheel for their oversized friction drive.
So will the Hammerlocks ever squeeze horsepower and manpower in the same tight-fitting tractor wheel?
And will the railway chain gang and their sprocket drive ever go full circle? Find out who's turning the corner after the break.
Careful with that.
The tunnel rats are steaming ahead with their homemade chain-driven monowheel. They're mounting their bike engine to get things turning over.
It's quality, isn't it?
Rugged wrestlers, the Hammerlocks, are in a tight spot, trying to cut their moped down to size. It's too big to fit inside the tractor wheel.
Is that it? We're free.
Excellent.
Right, out and gone.
and scavenger Vigilante isn't having any joy finding a small replacement wheel for their friction drive.
Now, that's too tall, isn't it? If I'm sat on here now, I want to be down at this height.
The railway men need to gauge the best position for their engine and seat before building the frame that will hold them both in place.
Take the tank out here. So if we take the shocks off, we can turn the tank round and hold it up on there or something, then run a frame from here. Jing, jing, jing.
Yeah.
Jobs are good, isn't it?
The rats are plotting a triangular frame made out of steel tubing. It'll run on guide sprockets around the wheel. By mounting the engine and seat as low as possible in the frame, they'll lower their centre of gravity and it'll be easier to balance. If they're too high, they could topple right over.
Hey up, lads. This any good for you?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Strongman Vigilante has struck lucky with a tiny monkey bike.
You know how to deliver the goods.
Nice, mate. Excellent.
Now they need to remove the larger moped wheel and see if they can mount their new wheel to the existing axle.
Wow, that's pretty tiny.
I hope I haven't busted my back getting nothing out, like.
We haven't got time to consider it. We've just got to do it, haven't we?
All right.
The rats are getting stuck into attaching guide sprockets to the corners of their frame, so both bike and frame will turn round.
That's it, that was.
You dare, I'll tell you, mate. Bah, bah.
And it's wet work.
Boy, that was close.
He nice. Just got done.
He just got done.
Right. That's the baby. Right, go for it.
Until all three guide sprockets are mounted, they won't know if their frame will run in their bespoke wheel.
I'll tell you what, can we lift the bike out?
Yeah, I'm free from it.
So they are starting to look like monowheels, aren't they? I mean, they do look like big wheels.
They're looking good. I'm impressed.
Are you?
I'm really impressed, yeah. Especially with the tunnel rev design.
Right.
They came up with a plan, they stayed with it, they've been busting their butt, and I think the design is truly better.
Now the hammerlocks have sort of... They sort of rocketed ahead a bit earlier on, but now they did hit rather big bind when they tried to get inside their wheel and they didn't fit.
They created their own problem because they didn't check things as they went. They're up against a lot of things because they have such a heavy tire.
And so who's your money on now then? We're getting a bit closer.
I hate to keep changing, but I have to go with the machine that's looking good.
You're going back to the tunnel?
Yes, I am. Yep.
The rats are finally in the frame.
Hang on, you put the off them.
Their bike is in place. Now they can see if that chain and sprocket drive is a runner.
I'll tell you, man, this is one nutty machine.
No?
It is. Absolutely solid.
It's in gear.
That's what I thought.
It's a disaster. The sprockets on the frame and bike have locked up.
This doesn't actually work.
It should be free-floating, shouldn't it?
Yeah. No, it's nothing like free enough.
If the rats can't free those sprockets, they're out of the race.
Do you know what? It was running all free until we put this in. See what we need to do, take these corners off, because this corner's just catching on the chain.
Let's take that tack out and see how we get on.
Gentlemen, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Good grief, we've got to get
all
going.
Right.
The hammerlocks are forcing their way out of a tight corner.
That looks so much better. Yeah. Excellent, so much better, guys. Brilliant.
They've stripped their moped of its seat, rear mudguard and exhaust, and successfully swapped the moped wheel for their smaller monkey bike wheel.
Right, Psycho and Rod... Get the seat mounts, okay, and the mudguard sorted. Me and Vig, we need brackets and we'll try and get the gubbins fixed on, all right?
Hardman Vigilante is making the smallest of seats from an old motorcycle rack and there's no room for padding. Master Welder Psycho is reattaching the exhaust above the engine.
Eyes.
And he's adding an all-important protective rail for their backs.
Tell me that isn't on fire.
No, not anymore.
Gentlemen of the teams, you have 1 hour remaining. Yes! One whole hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
Right, this is final stage, guys. We're okay.
Well spotted, Joe.
The rats have reached a turning point.
So we can...
Hang on, Joe, can I put this grinder back, mate?
Will their revamped frame rotate in their wheel?
Is that running for you?
Yeah.
What do you next topic, that, Gavin?
Oh, yes, gentlemen.
What
a superb machine.
Well, we don't know if it works yet.
Well, at least you fit in it. You fit in yours.
Do they not next door?
They've had a couple of sort of tight fit issues. Let's put it like that.
The hammerlocks are in hot pursuit.
That's really elegant.
With their new drive wheel sitting directly between the rider's legs, Psycho's adding some extra protection. Now the wrestlers can see if it's still a squeeze.
Oh, mate, if he can get it.
Oh, it's still a bit warm there.
You know you love it.
That's great.
Hey, Hammerlocks.
Hello, Lisa. Hey.
That's pretty impressive. It looks like a proper monowheel.
I cannot be beaten.
Can I sit in?
Up yourself.
Yeah. Where do I sit?
Believe it or not, that is a seat.
Okay, and do I hold on for handlebars here?
That's the ones, and duck your head and...
Whoa! Ooh, wow!
Here we go.
Teams, you have 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes remaining, teams. That's all, 15.
All right. Round.
Yeah, sorry.
That's it.
The Hammerlocks don't know if their cut-down motor will turn over.
Right.
While the rats are putting the finishing touches on their frame.
They built a V8 or something.
Show off.
The Hammerlocks won't be upstaged. They're equally ready to rev.
Who's going
to
get in?
We ready?
Yeah.
That looks scary. Oh, yes.
Oh, hello.
It lifts up, doesn't it?
Is that ready?
Yeah, go for it. Go on, Steve, go on.
Okay, I'm getting out of that.
Brave biker runs for it.
How weird is that? I'm going to have to take my brain out for tomorrow.
Teams, you have 5 minutes remaining.
5 minutes. Oh,
5 minutes. 5 minutes remaining, yeah. Teams. That is all. 5 minutes. Thank you.
Now for some final tweaks to make sure everything is fixed firmly in place.
Okay, teams, down your tools and rest your weary heads. And prepare to roll out your one-wheeled wonders.
Oh, yes, because tomorrow you're going to be rolling. Ah!
But we hope you can also stop as well.
Yay, well done. Will the tunnel rats ride to victory on their tall and thin homemade wheel? Or will their sprocket and chain drive lock up well before the end of the line?
Will the Hammerlocks triumph in the ring with their friction drive, or will their heavyweight monowheels send them head over heels? Join us after the break.
Our deeply dizzying tests will see our spin doctors push the limits of speed and manoeuvrability, as long as they can stay upright.
We've chosen the smooth, slippery, twisting turns of a go-karting track to give our monowheels a real runaround.
First, it's a rollicking relay race. Three members of each team will take turns to ride the monster they've created on a 100-metre length of straight track. Next is the circuit race. The monowheel's handling will be pushed to the limit around our hair-raisingly curvaceous course. The team to clock up the shortest cumulative time wins a place in the semi-finals.
But first, our teams get the customary 1 hour's tinkering time. The Hammerlocks, our team of wrestlers from Coventry, hope to be the ringmasters by whipping their monstrous friction drive monowheel into shape.
Here, bud.
Show me the throttle down so we can go faster.
Fair point.
The Tunnel Rats, our trio of train engineers from the London Underground, are intent on steaming into the lead with their sprocket and chain-driven monowheel. It's another wet day, so for safety reasons, Captain Sicknote is attaching rubber tread to the rim of their homemade wheel. Jonah and Geraint are worried that their frame could lock up again, so they're swapping the guide sprockets for rollers.
Seems okay.
Yep, dubs are good.
This is absolutely looking
very spiffy, chaps.
This is marvellous. Can I have a sit in? I'll let me have a go.
And duck your head.
Is it not got a saddle yet? Or is this?
You're on the saddle.
Am I? That's the saddle.
Yeah. It's very comfy.
What you're looking at, that's what's so bizarre about the whole idea. What you're looking at is a thing.
Exactly,
that's
no vision whatsoever, that is a problem.
So if you brake heavily, you'd be like that and you'd be going, oh dear, why did I do this? Open the throttle, wrap like this.
Massive acceleration, Jerbly.
Are you excited about getting on this?
Yeah.
We are now.
Colin, are you even a little bit scared sitting out?
Apprehensive, more like. No, not scared.
How do you reckon the other teams are looking?
Heavy. This will be light, it'll be controllable. We haven't got a lot of power, and it just means you can move your body weight around to steer it.
You think it's going to gerbil much?
It might if that chain sprocket jumps out.
There's just time for a bit of a makeover.
I name this monocycle Bigfoot. May all the riding her not die.
monowheels are extremely difficult to ride, so we've asked expert Kerry to give our team a crash course.
So terrifying.
The machines pretty clearly are just going to go. The riders.
There's something more of a worry.
You alright, mate? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right, it was.
The first event is the relay race. Three riders from each team have to take a spin. The Hammerlocks are up first. Captain Magic rolls up in their hard-to-handle mammoth wheel.
Come on!
OK, Hammerlocks, turn over your engines, but please don't turn over yourselves.
Open it up, man.
He's off.
Come on, Magic. Oh, come on!
The rough wrestler is looking petrified.
Go on, get it going, get it going, get it going, get it.
You wouldn't call it rapid, would you?
Not exactly burning rubber.
Go, go, go.
It's turning into a bit of a slalom.
Shoot down, shoot down.
Concentrate on your direction, take it steady, man.
Pull it back, there you go, down.
Magic's aiming for the finish line.
Yes, well done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Excellent.
They've done one run. Ooh, but they got there.
TC Rod's next in the big wheel.
Such an odd looking thing. It does look like a sort of alien beast going to come towards you, doesn't it?
Get power up. Sit back a bit more. You'll get more power down.
He doesn't look like he wants more power.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
Come on.
Come on.
Psycho is the final rider.
Psycho's our star.
He's going to go for it.
He's throwing open the throttle and almost getting his feet off the ground.
Yes, yes, mate! Beautiful!
Go on, mate!
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Very look at that, he's
yeah,
gone.
He's flashing through the puddle with a big splash.
Yes!
Come on, Psycho! Whoa. It's a slight gerbil.
Yay! Brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant run.
Well done.
Yes!
That run was 2 minutes and
42 seconds.
Well done.
That's all right.
Well yeah.
Done. Nice one, mate.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up is the Tunnel Rats with their super lightweight monowheel.
Their biggest problem is they're going to overcompensate. Yeah. They're going to hit the gas, they're going to roll up in the wheel, and they might hit the brake, and next thing they're going like this, yeah. And that's when they're going to get into trouble.
Right.
Penfold is first in.
OK, Tunnel Rats, let's rock and roll on the sound of the klaxon.
Oh, yeah, wobbly. Wobbly, but fast. Much faster.
Very wobbly.
Fast, fast but out of control.
Do the coolish.
Have a mate.
I reckon that was a faster run than the Hammerlocks, wasn't it?
A good straight line, he's not wobbling up as much as Penfold.
Come on, Jonah.
Make it easy.
Come on, the rat!
Good effort. Good effort, that.
Take it.
Hang on, Grant. I'll tell you, it's a feisty thing.
To have a go, so he's staying on the sidelines.
There's a lot more talking out now.
The rat's final rider is Geraint. He's ridden monowheels before, but never a scrap version.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
Come on, Geraint. Get me ready with my flag. He's pulling out all the stops.
Come on, Geraint!
Oh, no, he's really getting some speed up. Very good.
Oh, look, he's winging down here.
That has got to be the fastest time.
Come on!
Yes!
Yes!
Woo! Well done.
Very good. Very impressed with that.
Well done, mate.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate.
The Tunnel Rats' time for the last run was 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yes!
Thank you very much. Yes! Over. Well done. 2 minutes, 9. I think you're in the lead by about 30 seconds there.
Come on, let's get this. We can pull it back.
Finally, it's the circuit race. Each team must choose their best rider and TCs are not allowed. The team with the shortest cumulative time goes through to the semi-finals. the rats have chosen Penfold to ride.
It's going to be all he can do to turn it around these turns. Yeah. Plus, we have also a crossing gusty wind.
Do you think that does that affect it?
It is going to affect it. Right. The wind's going to hit the top of the wheel and want to push it over.
The rats have a commanding 30-second lead.
OK, tunnel rats, it's time to go round the bend, but please don't go over the top.
Hold on.
Yeah, shut it down, shut it down.
Penfold's gerbled. He must have thrown open the throttle too quickly.
Got it. I was in the wrong place.
That was a scary start for him, wasn't it? Bless him.
It was.
He's inching along, afraid to accelerate.
Go on, Penfold.
He's lost his confidence a little bit now.
Yeah, isn't he?
They were flying round before.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
The rats can't do anything to help him or make him go faster.
Go, Penfold!
Go, Penfold!
Their 30-second lead is looking far from comfortable.
One doesn't want to use the word pathetic, because obviously one has enormous respect for the teams. But
right.
I'm sure it could go a bit faster.
Maybe with a little bit of tailwind.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of tailwind.
Yes.
Come on, Penfold! Stick some gas in it!
Come on, Penfold!
He's walking into the final stretch.
You're quicker than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get around quick and easy.
Do this.
Let's not get too confident, guys. At the end of the day, we've got 30 seconds to make up, and that's a long time.
Go on, James!
Almost there.
Go on, Penfold!
Well done, Pete!
Well, that was an air-raising start, wasn't it?
That's brave. That's excellent.
I was going to say...
Yeah, starting style.
Is that why we went so slowly around the rest of the course?
I took it easy because I didn't want to lose it. Didn't want to get overconfident, but I just hope it was enough.
Yeah,
say that much. Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Look, you can only do your best.
Well done, that's excellent.
Rogers, I have a time for you. It is 4 minutes...
30 seconds. Minutes 30.
Thank you very much, Llewellyn. Over and out. Let's see how the Hammerlocks do.
Yes.
The wrestlers need a time of under 4 minutes to win. They've chosen crazed biker Psycho to ride.
Psycho's a good build for it.
He's got a low center of gravity, he's got good upper body strength.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go.
He's definitely ready to go.
Okay, Hammerlocks, get ready to spin the big foot. Go on the sound of the klaxon.
Come on, Psycho.
Come on.
It's a rocky start.
Beautiful, mate. Beautiful, mate. Keep that up. That's lovely. Yeah, good speed. Go on. Yes, excellent. Yes. Come on. Yes. Fly it. Come on, mate.
Psycho's got no fear. He's throwing himself into it.
Great corner.
A little worried about his feet dragging out the back. He's doing it, whatever it takes. Yeah. That works for him.
Come on, he's gunning for victory.
God, the muscles are actually running. They're running.
Full control, no problem. Absolutely.
Psycho's broken every record set today. He's got victory in a headlock.
No messing.
Come on.
Fantastic. Cannot believe that. Fabulous run.
The rats know when they're beaten.
Oh, guys.
It's fun, isn't it?
Great.
Come on, God.
Guys.
I'm crazy. Individual.
Well done.
So, Tunnel Rats, your combined time was 6 minutes 39 seconds, but Hammerlocks, yours was 4 minutes 16.
Yay! Come on!
Well done. Here's your Shepherds. Here's your consolation, Shepherds. Well done, sit down.
It's you guys, great competition.
Not really like the semis, yeah?
Oh, he got me.
And if you thought that was really fun, join us next week.
Well,
it's the Marshall Mechanics versus the Boat Boys in an all-out war waged on water.
They're going to be heading to you on the island.
Can the smooth-talking sailors leave the kickboxing kung fu as high and dry and steam through to the final?
You're on fire!
Find out next week in our semi-final splash.